for Krishna by following these sadhanas. So thank you for your dedication and your inspiration. So today we are going to recite and discuss Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we'll sing Mahaprabhu's song that Srila Prabhupada sings like. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara Mare. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara Mare. Sansare tuma bina patita pavana hetu tavaya bata patita Moshamapatita Prabhu na paibeya. Moshamapatita Prabhu na paibeya. Aha Prabhu Nitananda Premananda su. Pabalo kana karo yami bara dukhi kripa balo daya kara sitapati Adaita Gosai Daya Kara Tava Kripa Bale Pai Chaitanya Nitai Tava Kripa Bale Ahasaru sanatana Rupa Raghunath Ahasaru sanatana Rupa Raghunath Bhatta Yuga Sri Jivaha Prabhu Lokana Daya kara Sri Acharya Prabhu Srinivas Daya kara Sri Acharya Ramachandra Sangamage Tamadas Ramachandra Sangamage Narottama Ramachandra Sangamage Narottamada Ramachandra Sangamage Narottamada Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna स्वामी जगत गुरु शिल प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव बिंद की जय श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत क्लास की जय गौर भक्त बिंद की जय श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर जी की जय कृष्ण बलराम जी की जय नीताय भगवान की जय तुलसी महारानी की जय लक्ष्मी नृसिंह प्रहलाद नृसिंह भगवान की जय समवेत वैष्णव बिंद की जय गौर ब्रह्मानंदे हरि हरि बोल All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gaurav. All glories to Sri Guru. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya
So we are serving Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is a special chapter. Actually, four chapters are discussion between, you can say discussion, and mostly Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching to Sanatana Goswami Pad. Sanatana Goswami Pad about everything that we need to awaken love for Krishna. So today's chapter, I appreciate Mother Sri Binda, Sri Sri Gaurangi Mother. For, I'm sure she probably reads the whole chapter and purport, and then she selects which sloka to which sloka. Because this bunch of sloka that she gave from 319 to 328, it's all about Manvantara avatar. And then exactly after that is Yuga avatar. So very nicely organized. That means she spent some time to prepare who is going to give what class, not just whimsically doing. So I appreciate, because Krishna is an organized God. His followers are organized also. And Prabhupada said two things we need to grow spiritually and push this movement. What are those two things? Intelligent and organization. He told this to Giriraj Swami. So today we are going to recite from 319 to 328. We are going to read together because many verses. So let us begin. Manantara avatara ebe suna sanatana asankha ganana tara sunaha karanam. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The speaker is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami Pad. O Sanatana, just hear about the mono-incarnations, Manvantara avatars. They are unlimited, and no one can count them. Just hear of their source. 320. Brahmara eka dine haya chodha manantvar chodha avatara taha karena ishar. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. In one day of Brahma, there are 14 changes of the manus. And all those 14 manus are considered incarnations manifested by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. In one day, there are 14 manus, and all of them are considered to be Manvantara avatar of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, in one month, does it say 1 month days? It's a little mistake. 1 month days of Brahma's life, there are 5,040 manu incarnations. Thus, for the 100 years of Brahma's life, there is a total of 504,000 Manvantara avatar. 321. Mase chari sata visham brahmar vatsare pancha sahasra chalisham. There are 14 manvantara avatars in one day of Brahma, and 420 in 1 month, and 5,040 in 1 year. I hope you all are keeping track. Then 322. Sateka Vatsara Haya Jivana Brahmar Panchas laksha chari shahasra manvan avatar. Translation by Prabhupada. During the 100 years of Brahma's life, there are 504,000 manvantar avatars. 323. Ananta brahmande oiche karaha ganan. Mahavishnu eka swase brahmara jivan. The number of manvantar avatars for only one universe has been given. One can only imagine how many manvantar avatars exist in the innumerable universes. That's a strange. Innumerable universes. So where is the question of counting? But that you have to express somewhere. And all these universes and Brahma exist only during one exhalation of Mahavishnu. 324. Mahavishnu nisheshar nahika parjanta eka manvanta tarer dekha lekhar anta. There is no limit to the exhalation of Mahavishnu. Wow, that breathing is also not limited. Just see how impossible it is to speak or write of even only the manvantara avatar. 325. Shayambhuve jagna sharachisha vibhu nama anuttame satta sena tamase hari avidhana. These are the names now. Translation. In the Svayambhuva Manvantar, the avatar was named Jagna. In the Sarachisha Manvantar, he was named Vibhu. In the Anuttama Manvantar, he was named Sattasena. And in the Tamasa Manvantar, he was named Hari. 326. Raibate Vaikuntha Chakshuse Ajita Vaivashyata Vamana Savarne Sarvabhoma Daksha Savarne Rishabha Ganana. Translation by Prabhupada. In the Raibata Manvantar, the avatar was named Vaikuntha. And in the Chakshusha Manvantar, he was named Ajita. In the Vaivashyata Manvantar, he was named Vamana. And Sharanna Manvantar, he was named Sarvabhoma. In the Daksha Savarna Manvantar, he was named Rishava. 327. Brahma Savarne Vishakshena Dharma Setu Dharma Sarva Savarne Rudra Savarne Sadhama Sudama Yogeshara Deva Savarne. Translation. In the Brahma Savarna Manvantar, the avatar was named Vishakshena, and in the Dharma Savarna, he was named Dharma Setu. In the Rudra Savarna, he was named Sudama. And in the Deva Savarna, he was named Yogeshara. And the last verse today, 328. Indra Savarne Brihadvanu Avidhana E Chodda Mannantare Chodda Avatara Nama. Indra Savarne, in the Indra Savarna, Manvantar, Brihadbhanu, the avatar named Brihadbhanu, Abhidhana named A Chodda Manvantare, in the 14 Manvantar, Chodda 14, avatara of the incarnation, Nama, different name. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In the Indra Savarna Manvantar, the avatar was named Brihadbhanu. These are the names of the 14 avatar in the 14 Manvantar. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in his Anubhashya gives a list of Manus and their father's name. One, Sayambhuva Manu, the son of Lord Brahma. Two, Saraswara Chisha, the son of Swara Chisha or Agni, the predominating deity of fire. Three, Uttama, the son of King Priyavrata. Tamasa, the brother of Uttama. Five, Roibata, the twin brother of Tamasa. Six, Chakshusha, the son of the demigod Chakshu. Seven, Vaivashyata, the son of Vivaswan, the sun god, whose name is also mentioned in Bhagavad Gita 4.1. Shabarni, O son of a son born to the sun god and wife named Chaya. Nine, Daksha Shabarni, the son of the demigod Varuna. 10, Brahma Shabarni, the son of Upa Sloka. 11-14, Rudra Shabarni, Dharma Shabarni, Deva Shabarni and Indra Shabarni, the sons of Rudra, Ruchi, Sapta, Swaha, Bhuti, respectfully. Now, in this last purport, very interestingly, I don't know how many of you, maybe all of you, recognize there are six things in every Manvantara avatar, six entities. If we can memorize that way, it will be easier. So every Manu has a six entity who runs Krishna's government. Why do we have to know all these details Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to awaken love for Krishna? Can we just chant or just hear Krishna's Leela instead of Manvantara Avatar? I thought about it this morning. Problem is, well, one thing is, I remember maybe last year or year before, Mother Madhumati Devi, in her class, she mentioned, I'm paraphrasing, she said, we are interested in the creation because we love Krishna. It is his creation. So anything he does, we like it. I hope that's appropriate, whatever I remember. So I recall that, and few things. And then another way, the purpose is to awaken love for Krishna, but to know Krishna, we have a few things we have to do before we jump into it. Because Krishna is not just a blue boy in the cloud or blue boy in Vrindavan. Krishna is everything. We are looking spirituality more, but without morality, spirituality cannot be practiced easily. If somebody follows four regulative principle, doesn't mean he'll go to spiritual world. But without following four regulative principle, one cannot chant seriously. So it's like a which way you go. So Manvantara avatar, Manu, the word man in English calendar or Sanskrit, Manushya, Manu, it comes from the Manu origin, if you trace it. And Srila Prabhupada mentioned a few things. So, can you go to the slide, too? I made a few slides to make it easier, because also on the time. Okay. So, this is Manvantara avatar, first. Second is, where we are, it's good to know. I may be chanting. If I don't give rest to my body, I'll fall asleep during chanting. So taking care of the body is also important. Chanting is the most important, but taking care of body is also important, otherwise it won't give me facility to go on chanting. So similarly, it is important that how we deal in this world, what are the things that we have? We have a conflict of interest within us. I want to enjoy this world. I want to become a pure devotee. This conflict are resolved by the Manu. This is their duty. So they are very important actually. They are, whether we recognize or not, or not, but they are involved in our life. They are involved in our life. This is Krishna's government. Little more interesting. Prabhupada writes in one purport, if you ever wonder what will be the Krishna's government next, after this Manantar, the next coming term, who are the people will be taking? There are six entities has to be there in this government. Anybody has any idea who will be the next?
The great
there are six entities. Are you familiar with those? Okay, let's go to the next slide. We don't have to guess. I'll give you these tips. All this coming from Srila Prabhupada's books. I'm just going to tell you. The next one, Prabhu. Okay, together. That's why it started. Sahasra yoga parjantam aharjad brahmano vidhu ratrim yoga sahasrantam teho ratro vidojana. Prabhupada quote this a lot, I find, in his lectures. It's very important. This is Krishna's government. Began with this from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, verse 17. And it talks about that how you can actually relate all these codes. Even atheists, they believe that we should not hurt anybody. Where is this idea coming from? Manu. Manu inspire in their consciousness. Any moral codes anywhere is not made by DMB or government. It looks like it is coming from there. But how they get it? Okay, next slide, Prabhu, because of the time I'm going to rush. So there Srila Prabhupada writes, everybody together, the duration of the material universe is limited. It is manifested in cycle of kalpa. A kalpa is a day of Brahma, and one day of Brahma consists of thousand cycles of four yugas, or ages, Sapta, Treta, Dapara, Kali. Next. Now this is the wheel of time in cyclical Kala Chakra. You can meditate on it, but I'll go to the next just to, because it is a beautiful, itself is like a whole discussion. Okay, next one is lifespan of Lord Brahma. I hope we can, this is not difficult. If I can memorize, anybody can memorize. So one day of Brahma is 12 hours plus 12 hours. 12 hours daytime, it's called kalpa. 12 hours nighttime, it's called kalpa. So day and night together means two kalpa together is 24 hours. But when you say tomorrow, yesterday, today, what's the difference? Do we say 12 hours or actually tomorrow, yesterday, today means we calculate 24 hours, isn't it? We don't say, okay, today means 12 hours. No, we actually calculate 24 hours. So like this. So 1 year of Brahma is 360 times two kalpas. And then 100 years of Brahma is called Mahakalpa. Next, Prabhu. Now, how this Manantar avatar coming with the idea? Let's see. Okay. So life of Brahma is 311.04 trillion years. Or you can say 36,000 kalpas, day of Brahma, an equal number of nights. So, I already broke down that one day of Brahmaji, then 1 month of Brahmaji, 1 year of Brahmaji, and then you multiply by 100. That's all. 300, Vedic calendar, Brahmaji's calendar is easier than Gregorian American calendar. Because American calendar or Gregorian calendar has a 28 days February, 29 days, 7 month is January, February. That's how I learned the Nakal of the 31 days, you know. And the rest is 30 days. But Vedic calendar is all 30 days, period. You don't have to remember which month is how many days. It's all 30 days. So if you calculate, it's very easy. That's what Dibba Yoga. Next, Prabhu. So Chaturyuga means four yuga together is called Dibba Yuga. So Satya Yuga, you say this number very clear. 1,728,000 human years. Treta Yuga is 1,296,000 years. Dwapar Yuga 864,000 years. Kali Yuga 432. And total 1, 2, 3, 4. 1 + 2 + 3 + 4 is 1 Dibba Yuga. These are important to. It's not a big mathematics. Anybody can remember. Why? Because many Parpar Prabhupada writes, this is 1 Dibba Yuga. So you have to be familiar what is Dibba Yuga means. Means 4 Yuga together. That's all. Next, Prabhu. I just created this very quick. So this is Manantar Avatar, today's chapter. Manantar Avatar means Manu. So one day of... Now each Manu has a 71. Can you see in the middle? There is a 71 times 4 Yuga. 4 Yuga called Mahayuga. 71 Mahayuga is the day or you can say period of one Manu's ruling period. So Manu rules 71 yugas. So 71 yugas, and today, right now where we are, this is a seventh Manu. One day of Brahma has 14 Manus ruling. Seventh Manus, 28 Dwaparas, and the original Krishna comes, followed by Lord Chaitanya. So I put this in 28. Satta Treta Dapar Kali. So this is called Manvanta. This age calculate. Prabhu, next. So current age of Lord Brahma, how old is Lord Brahma right now? 50 plus. He's 50 years just passed. This is 50 years plus. So then here, according to Prabhupada's books, 50 years of Brahma have elapsed and we are in the first day. It's called Setabaraha Kalpa. Setabaraha Kalpa means the white boar incarnation, Baraha Dev appeared. So happy birthday to Lord Brahma on his 51st birthday. Next, Prabhu. You're going backward, Prabhu. Can you go next? Wait. Yeah, next. Next. Okay, good. So one day of Lord Brahma called Kalpa, and that day of Brahma has 14 Manus, I'm repeating. And then each Manu has 71 Dibba Yuga together. And each Yuga cycle, now go to the next, Prabhu, and the next. This is the verse, very important verse. So let us recite together. 12 dots, this is from Bhagavatam. Vanmantar avatar manur deva manuputra sureshara rishayo amishra avatarascha hare sadvidam uchyate. In each reign of Manu, six types of personalities appear as manifestation of Lord Hari. The ruling Manu, the chief demigods, the son of Manus, Indra, the great sages, and the partial incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everybody got it? Six personalities. Would you like to be? Oh, I asked the question, who will be the next? You know what Prabhupada said? Prabhupada says they will pick because they are not elected, they are selected. It is not by vote. Krishna picks who is going to be next, one of those six. Well, one has to be his himself incarnate. So that's one. First is Manu, he's like a governor. Then he needs a general manager, Indra. Then the demigods. Then he also has to recruit or bring the future Manu before he leaves his step down from his kingdom. And through his power of devotion, the incarnation, partial incarnation will appear. Everybody follow? The six personality, what makes Krishna's government complete. Right now, all the time, every material universes are run by these six personalities. Now, let's go to the next verse, Prabhu. Okay. So, this is Swayambhuva Manu. Now, you may say, what happened if you multiply 71 times 14 is 994. So, you have a 6 years gap in between. Not 6 years. Six yugas period. That's what the junction. Junction means, just like we sing. Last verse of Gurvastakam we chant every day. Trishandham. Trishandham. Trishandham means we chant every day. I hope you all know that what you are chanting every day. We meditate on Srila Prabhupada 3 times a day. What are the times? It's a junction. If you want to do any auspicious things, you know, I remember, I don't mean to put down any astrologer. Before I signed the paper on my mortgage, many years back, I had to call the auspicious time you sign, because he's like a big deal. Prabhus and mothers is a very, they don't reveal the common thing we have. We have everything in our Krishna consciousness. This junction that you chant Gayatri, between the noon junction, then the evening junction, and then morning Brahma Muhurta junction, is the most auspicious time than any other auspicious time. You don't need to call anybody. Just sign any paper you want to sign as an auspicious document. But they don't tell, because then you will not call them or pay them or whatever. So this is called Trishandha. So Sandha means where the night is about to end and morning about dawn about to begin. This period is very auspicious. This is where the Manus have a discussion with the Lord, departing the incarnation, and future Manu and future incarnation will come. This discussion takes place. It's very auspicious. These are called auspicious time. So every Manu has a 71 Chaturyuga, times 71 Chaturyuga. Then next Manu comes. So between this, there is a junction. You follow? That junction, if you add, I have a whole calculation, but today there is not much time. That you calculate, this comes exactly 6 yugas period. That's why it says that previous verse we read, Sahasra Yuga Purjantam. So 14 times 71, it will come 994. Then 6 yugas period is the, you can say, auspicious, Subha Titi. And this is very good time. Before Satya Yuga began, or before any Yuga begins, there has to be, you know, like a, I don't know, in Alacho we don't do so much, but I remember in Mayapur they do. Before a 24-hour Kirtan or before Janmashtami or any big festival, they do little Adivas nowadays. Adivas means informing everybody what an auspicious, which we do actually, I should not say. We do it. We do it in a form without saying it. Oh, Haribol, tomorrow is Janmashtami, it's a big festival. Please give yourself contribution, you know, this, that. We need some service. Please come forward. And we do that. These are called Adivas. Information. And this already evoke your, wow, I want to do it. Do you know what Jayapataka Maharaj said? He says, he went to Prabhupada's room and Prabhupada was talking to Jai Satchinandan. And Jai Satchinandan, he wanted to translate Sat Darshan of Jiva Goswami Pad. And Prabhupada says, no, your understanding on the philosophy is not strong enough. You need to study more. Then you can translate. Don't translate now. Why don't you translate the other Purana? They say, what Purana? Say, Padma Purana, I want the devotees to know the festival, why we observe the festival. So Jayapataka Maharaj says, he was listening. So when he came back to Mayapur, he was looking for this Padma Purana and he found it. And he was reading it. And he came to one place where it says, observing Radharani's appearance day is 1,000 times more benefit than observing entire year Ekadashi. Now, Prabhu and Mother, I did not say don't follow Ekadashi. You have to be careful. Follow Ekadashi. But what Jayapataka Maharaj says, I'm repeating, following Radharani's appearance day is so glorious that it doesn't equal even whole year Ekadashi. And Radharani is so merciful, you don't have to do whole day fasting. Who remembers how long you have to do fasting? Noon. Some of you already do it without even. So merciful. But we should, this year, Radhashtami, we should really celebrate a lot. Because so powerful. So these are the, when you promote this, these are called adivas. These are auspicious. So this is the sixth yuga period, is evoke auspiciousness between a departing Manu to welcoming Manu. You know, like when you have a new president, the old president leaves the house, but he doesn't just walk out. He has to explain what's the, you know, how did he do, what, when, what was in pending, I don't know, all this, you know, Vietnam War or whatever. Something that is not is still going on. Okay, you are now new president, you know, take care. Like, what do you call this? Like, transition, like handing over the responsibility. So these are junction. These are actually auspicious. You introduce yourself to a new cabinet minister, this, that, all this. So this sixth yuga and 994 makes it sahasra, 1,000 yuga. Is everybody clear on that verse? Good. So I'll just go to this, just one. I have actually picture of all 14 Manus, that all six entities, their details, but I found. But I'll just go on this one. Svayambhuva Manu. Oh, Krishna, I have a few minutes. Svayambhuva Manu's case. Svayambhuva Manu. Now, Prabhupada says, I'll just read it, what Prabhupada says exactly. It's very interesting. Panchadavida. This is 1974 morning walk, April 20, 1974, Hyderabad. Panchadavida. These things, they are also in Manusanghita, Manusmiti. I just picked from one little, not the whole discussion. Prabhupada. That's for Manusanghita, forbids completely. Yes. Manusanghita is not religion. See what Prabhupada said. Manusanghita is not religion. It is moral principle for conducting society. Religion is how to become devotee of Krishna. That is religion. That is natural. But thou shalt not kill. Not to kill, not to lie. These are also important. This is what Manusanghita explains. Does everybody understand? So this Manu, they keep the morality in hand. Otherwise, difficult to practice spirituality. So this way, we should know that all these moral principles, wherever they are coming from, this is all coming from Manu. And thanks to Manu, and thanks to Prabhupada to giving these details. Okay. Any takeaway or any other discussion? Yes, Prabhu.
Is the length of a Sat Yuga.
1,728,000 years. So if you calculate at the end of each Manvantara, so you could say 7 to 1 Mahayuga plus a Satyuga for each one of the Manu's reign. And when you calculate that together, it comes to 1,000 ages. You see? So each, so
yes,
at the end of each Manu.
Yuga means 4 Yuga together.
Right.
Then you calculate like this. It is not exactly like this.
But it's the length of Satyuga.
No, but who is keeping track? 1 million. Who is keeping track? Try to grasp this. Because I was thinking, when you say 1 million, who is keeping track? Like if I say, today is Saturday, I'll see you tomorrow. So we have a watch. Do they have a watch to keep the 1 million? See how it works. Brahmaji start talking with the Lord. And Lord, everything controlled by Krishna. It, in the discussion, okay, what will happen? Oh, these are the incarnations will come. Okay, what he's going to establish, my Lord? Well, he's going to establish this, he have to prepare this, he have to, like they go back and forth. At one point, Brahmaji said, I got it. Thank you, my Lord. I'm so eternally grateful. Time is over. That's how it comes, calculates. Everything is calculated. Just like we say, end of 28th Chaturyuga of Vaivarshata Manu, end of 28th Dwaparas and Krishna came. But Prabhupada also writes, when Krishna thought, I need to go to this world without bhakti, nobody can survive a healthy life. They need bhakti. I must go and establish. It happened to be Kali Yuga. Is it happened to be Kali Yuga by the thought? It's all calculated by his desire. We have to focus on Krishna, not the time. Focus on Krishna. That how much time he requires to explain, how much time Mahaprabhu felt that I need to go and establish Yuga Dharma. You follow? Then Prabhupada said it happened to be Kali Yuga and Mahaprabhu appeared. Everything goes by his will. So our focus is on Krishna. More we focus on Krishna, everything we can understand easy.
I understand what you're saying, that's good. But the point I'm making is, between each junction, right, between from one Manvantara to the next one, the transitional period, if that's the better word, transitional period is the length of one Satyuga. So when you calculate the length of 14 Satyugas, that brings the additional 6 Mahayugas.
That's true. Okay, let's look at your practical way. A person in Alachua took birth and he died. Do you know when he was born, what he came with? Length of breath, number of breath. Not by Gregorian calendar. But it happened to be, he died when he was 71. Is it really 71 or his breath is out? Which one? So we have our way of calculating, but we have to focus on Krishna's way of calculation. It is not the transition really, it is that Lord's want to reveal what he wants to reveal, how much that person is needed. When he understood, okay, this is over, the whole Yuga is over, now the new Yuga. So we have to focus both. We are not denying the material calculation, but this calculation is secondary. Our breath, we are born with breath. That's why Prabhupada says in 7th chapter, Jivanam sarva bhuteshu tapasyasmi tapasyasu. Jivanam, lifespan of every soul, controlled by Krishna. He can increase it, he can decrease it. So should we depend on our breath or the time frame or Krishna? Which one? Krishna, that is called intelligence. We should depend on Krishna more and more and more. Then our journey is joyful, happy. But thank you for contribution. This is good. I was researching on that. Thank you. Okay.
So during the night of Brahma, there is no man who rule. It's just, you know, like during the day of Brahma, you have the 14 manus. But during the night of Brahma,
Right, there is no man. Can you say something enough?
When Mother Mukhya have a personal decision with the board members, nobody allows there. Only board member few, they make decision. But when she wants to relate to the whole community, she comes in the microphone and tells everything. Same principle. At night, Lord reveals confidential what's going to happen. Nobody is supposed to know. You follow? But then as soon the revelation is over, that it happened to be morning and everything started taking place. Just like that. It's very personal. Very whole material world, whole creation, everything is very personal. Krishna has a very personal touch in everything. Right at this moment, Krishna knows about you, Krishna knows about me. What am I trying to say? Am I trying to cheat? Am I trying to look down someone? Am I looking up Krishna? He knows my intention. I cannot cheat him. So always to be aware that Krishna is actually knows everything about us. He knows our future. Vedaham Samati Tani Pushkar Prabhu nicely talked about it yesterday. Or maybe it was also in the purport. Vedaham samatitani vartamanani chorjana bhavishyani cha bhutani mantu vedana kaschana. I know your past, I know your future, I know your present. So Krishna's plan, who knows the future, he knows your past and he knows your present. When he makes the plan, will that be better than what? I don't know my future, I'm guessing. I don't even remember my past, only little idea about this. So should I make my plan, my future by myself, or depend on Krishna? Which one is better? Krishna. Why depend on Krishna?
Because if he knows past, present,
and exactly. That is intelligent choice. That's why we are consciously devoting ourselves to Krishna. We are not blind followers. Yes, Prabhu.
I have a curiosity, Prabhu. How is it that Manu influences morality in Kali Yuga, since it's so distorted, like it's almost backward, like Hiranyakashipu almost?
I was thinking, you know, there is a 96 mystic power, like a cell phone is one of them. So there is a immediate, is a first mystic power is 8, Astasiddhi. That is with Krishna, eternally. Nobody has this, unless Krishna gives. And then next is 10 Siddhis. They are amongst the higher being. And then there is a 96, which is predominating the rest of the universe, lower. So then you think like, okay, this man discovered electricity or cell phone. How is that? It's coming from that Siddhi. It looks like he's an American guy or Germany body, happened to be like this, but you don't know what he did last life. His name is famous because he did some austerity. It's not an accidental. Just like this lady, Latino Mataji, outsider, she bought a super lotto and she got a $76 million. So I was researching and I asked this Briguma, the famous astrologer, 3 of them. I said, how is that possible she can get 76? What's the explanation? I want to study about it, like how exactly it works. And we found it's very mysterious. Her 2 lives, previous 2, she used to be poor and cleaning the churches for life after life. Selfless sacrifice for God. And this life, she was also in South America and came to America, was a maid servant of a lawyer who had a heart attack by hearing that his maid servant got 76 million, he cannot be even 1 million. He's a lawyer. So he got a heart attack. But it is not accidental. Nothing is accidental. I give you another example. I used to have a house in San Diego next to Kate Session Park. The rich affluent area is called La Jolla. And border, a specific beach where our temple is, Ishkon Temple. So I bought a house right at the border. And there's a big park called Kate Session Park, beautiful park. But the lady, she donated this park. And I was thinking like, wow, why she didn't give it to Hare Krishna, you know. But I was counting one day with, I forgot this Maharaj. I see his face. Oh, Krishna. Where's the Maharaj? He passed away. The original from San Diego, before Badrinath Maharaj. Guragrahi Swami. He was such a lovely Maharaj to me. I had a nice relationship with him. So Maharaj, Gunagrahi Swami. Gunagrahi Swami. So Gunagrahi Maharaj, so I was talking to Maharaj. I said, Maharaj, how is possible? She gave it. She said, look at how many people came. Let us count today. So we counted. Myself and Maharaj was counting. Like in 1 hour, we are chanting, but we also counted, spend a little time to count this. Almost 1,000 people came. So we asked some people if there was a fees, $1 a week or $1 a month, would you come to this park? I said, why not? I'll pay $10. Like, why? Because there's a bear view. It's a beautiful view. And so we found, like, okay, if you put $1 a month, you know how many $1 million in a year? And in a 10 years, 20 years, this lady will take birth again somewhere to inherit that money. And maybe super lotto or something. And then you think like, why she has this? I did not. Hari Baba, she did something. Nothing is accidental. Everything is calculated by Krishna. That's why we should never have complaint. We should appreciate and be part of the constructive, positive atmosphere in the temple. We should never accuse or blame anybody. We should be responsible. Today is, time is out. But today is, what's his name? Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. I'll tell you something, what he said. It's very interesting. I was going to speak about it, but I didn't have time. But I'll just say in one word, very interesting. So he writes, to err is human, so goes the saying, safely we can add three more details to the list. Tendency to fall under illusion, cheating propensity and imperfect senses. A conditioned soul is bound by this imperfection. But in this article, I will focus on the tendency to commit mistake. All of us make mistake. Srila Prabhupada says that to make a mistake is not wrong, but to make a mistake and not learn from it, that is wrong. I like that. It's so nice, isn't it? In this regard, there is a nice story in Black Lotus, the book called Black Lotus by Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, the biography of His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Swami. Bhaktivedanta Maharaj was having some problem with his colleagues in the library party. At that time, he happened to be with Srila Prabhupada in India. One day, Srila Prabhupada has received some injuries on his hand and legs. He called Bhaktivedanta Swami and indicated to him to put a paste of neem on his injuries. While doing so, Bhaktivedanta Swami got so nervous that his hands began shaking and the medicine started spilling all over Prabhupada's dhoti and kurta. He thought, now Prabhupada is going to shout at me. He is going to kick me out of the room. But he saw that Srila Prabhupada did not speak anything. He just smiled. He got the realization, even if I make mistakes, Srila Prabhupada will love me and not reject me. That doesn't mean, number two, that doesn't mean that I continue making mistakes. I should learn from them and try to become a perfect disciple as possible. That gave me so much hope. He reminisces that I understand that, yes, I may have made mistakes in dealing with devotees, but I should learn from those mistakes and transform myself. This is very important principle in our spiritual life, because we are on the path of sadhan bhakti. Sadhan bhakti means practice, and we may make mistake in practice, but we transform and change. That is most important. And the article goes on. It's beautiful. What a wonderful realization he had with this incident. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj ki jai. Pancha kalpa parveshya kipa sindh bhaivacha patitanam pavanibho vishnavibho. Can I keep this?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. You are very kind.